learning. I'm a little out of my genre here. Moving down to the crowd. There's a great terror in their hearts. Like that dread. Yeah, that dread, so not natty. Seems to be the creeping death. The creeping death that kills. And what winds up stupid, what winds up so stupid, and maybe good for the rest of us, is that they didn't reproduce. Yeah, be happy, people. So being happy, watching the fearful of something that really won't hurt 99.99% of them. Yeah. Being too careful, and then getting the death, the creeping death, the delta death creepo. Yeah, and I know how you got messed over. Oh, and I keep finding out more and more and more and more, and she wanders more and more. And in your face, there's a place, there's a space. There's a bit of ill repute. And it ain't no house. And when the pre-neophytes come, they're predilected abiotic. They're not going to survive. Oh, but yes, they had children. And they will survive. Yeah. And your face goes blank. Blank when you start to crank and crank and crank and crank. And there's no end to the intromission. There's no end to the pleasure, the measure of it all. And so there was no revolution. There was devolution, and it was televised. And those great non-gods, of which we have a piece of their public divinity, their insensitivity and invincibility. And then this enormous rolling bag of rhetorical pus, orange in color, comes upon you like a storm, and you think this is a He-Man, and all he is a poison gland. And you like to drink the poison because it makes you feel real. Yeah, you like to drink the poison because it takes you down to the space, down to the place. And now you're 90 years old and you're going up in space. Yeah, I'll beam you down. So where would you go? What would you say? What would you be in a new, brand new morning? From a night of a really strange day. And now your brain is at play. Your mind is on the wander. And you wonder. And you meander. And you start to think about the things that used to be the things that made you think about other things that made you feel so real and so tight. But you ain't no white kid from Detroit. No, you're a man from the desert, and you live through the hells you put yourself through. And you watch them cringe and die, and then you roll back over to her. Her, for 20 years, you roll back over to her. And when you take the back of your hand and you stroke her neck and she backs up on you. And it's a great place to be. It's a great place to move. Because she's got you pocketed in the groove. Yeah, she pockets you in her groove. And maybe you believe that you should have made that right. You should have made it every day and every night. And it should have gone on and on and on and on. And now she went to where it's all green all the time. And there's too many chiggers jumping in the high grass next to the woods. And you're looking out over Chesapeake Bay. And it's cool and wet and humid. And there's that little buzz in your ear, though there's a lot of buzzes in your ear. And they're biting, man. They're biting. They're sucking that blood. So we're going to keep moving. We're going to keep moving on. And the genre is on. The genre runs and runs on and on and on. Yeah, it's another day, and now it's October, and it's raining. And this is Mondo Homunculero. And I'm so happy to be here with you and to light the fire that never ends. The fire that always was within. And so now we're going to take a look at what's going on, and it ain't good. So the news were more like a bad requiem of shaky blues. Very bad requiem. And now the media is starting to say, well, you know, Trump could win again. But you know what? I don't know how, except for the fact that this bastard is protected. Too well protected, let's say. And the problem is really not him. It's the people that think he's got something to offer. Folks, I have a little awakening for you fuckers who think this guy has something to offer. Of course, they're not listening to this. And I wish you would. I wish you would listen to all of his critics, all of the people that have been there with him. Now, some of the left-wing critics that I like very much criticized Stephanie Grisham's book. And I saw her on CNN today, and she looked like somebody who has hyperthyroidism. Her eyes were about to pop out of her head. And that's okay, because she was pretty excited about her book. Now, I'm not going to buy her book. Now, I might listen to the audiobook. I just might, especially if it's in her voice. I kind of liked her. I was kind of thinking, yeah, maybe she'd give an old man some love. Because she's single. At any rate, she looks like she's single. Doesn't matter. We'll move on from that. She did bring up some things we know about Trump for a long time, that this guy, in a sense, is off his rocker. He's an aging, raging piece of... there's just no words that are bad enough, that are deleterious enough, derogatory enough to bring this cretin down. And all I can say is, when you ask his supporters, and I've seen a lot of short videos, there's that one interviewer, there's two of them. There's the one that does it for CNN, and then there's another one, I think, I forget which one, in Young Turks maybe? Now that guy is cool. He gets these people to just come out and say why they like this guy. And they don't like him for any earthly rational reason. And then he appears on that on Nazi media. And it is really, this OAN is really a Nazi media. It's a fascist media. And then Bannon's calling now for 20,000 shock troops to take down the government. You know, Bannon ought to be rounded up. He just ought to be rounded up and just sent to Antarctica and left there. The guy's a criminal and he's still spewing his garbage. You know, we just... the hunter in me says, let's go ahead and have an open season on these guys and offer a nice big fat bounty. And let's see who the hunters on the left pop up and start knocking these pricks off and taking their scalps. Well, it ain't gonna happen. It's not gonna happen. And really, all that would do is create more violence and unmitigated murder and mayhem we don't need to go through. And we do know that the real protest is the peaceful one. We know this. That's the one that gets results. I like this music. I'm going to play it a little loud. And of course, you know, some people chide me because I'm spewing my opinion. And that's all anybody's doing is spewing their opinion, whether you back it up with confirmation bias facts. Here's the big fact that happened yesterday. I thought it was pretty funny. Facebook and Instagram were down for several hours. And of course, what happened next? The stock market dropped. And that was going on concomitantly. Actually, it had been going on off and on for a couple of days, a couple of business days. You know, I don't know about you, but I thought Occupy Wall Street was one of the greatest things that happened in the last decade. It really was. And it woke some people up. Now, I also really am down on this whole thing about the word woke. You know, you got guys like Bill Maher who's slowly turning into a fucking whack job conservative, a fucking idiot motherfucker, having people like Jordan Peterson on his show and thinking the guy's okay. The guy's not okay. If he was a puppy, you'd have him euthanized. You don't want dogs like that out on the street. Yeah, Bill, you're going the wrong way on us, Bill. And then we've got this language about woke. Woke. Woke is bad. No, woke is not bad. You need to wake up, folks. It's about awareness. It's about waking up. It's about taking stock. It's about doing what we need to do to get where we need to go. And the rest of the country, it appears that the majority of the country is behind the progressive agenda. Of course we are. Most of us have been enslaved willingly and in most cases unknowingly. Yes, unknowingly. And then some wacko tangent in media. Now, people don't study media. They don't study how they're being manipulated. You know, like, oh, all of this crap about Biden's bad. He's doing bad stuff. He's in an old Florida. Yeah, okay. Yeah, he's definitely a flawed individual. And so is everybody who's bringing up his flaws. And if you compare him to Trump, he's not flawed that much. Huh. Trump is a totally flawed fraud, snake oil drinking idiot. That's where I go back to Stephanie Grisham, because she exposed him for what he really is. He's a rage-filled, pompous asshole who has some intelligence, especially when it comes to manipulating people. But he's just another malignant narcissist. And now people are starting to say, well, you know, he could win. Right. Well, but they bring up at the end the real reason they're bringing this up, which is we need to stop him and his people now. That's what we need to do. We need to replace them with what the majority want, with what the progressive majority want. What's the big agenda? We want universal health care. And yeah, we're going to have to pay for it. We're already paying, like, what is an average of about $7,600 a year per person for our health care. We can probably cut that significantly, maybe in half. There's going to have to be this huge transition. Most of us want the Congress to serve our needs. Just going back to the Princeton study that shows that mostly Congress does what they want to do, or what maybe what their donors want them to do. You've got our wonderful senator, Miss Flamboyance, Miss Ostentatious, Kyrsten Sinema. Gosh, she's disappointment. I had no idea she was going to turn this far to the right. She was a Green. And now look at her. She's just another money-grubbing, grifter, donor-supported asshole. She is not about the people. And then she has these little tweets. Well, our veterans this, and the state of Arizona that, and blah, blah, blah. And you know what? Those of us who have been aware for a long time, we've seen through it. And we are going to primary her. Gosh, I hate having to become a Democrat to do this, but I haven't become a Democrat. I joined the party so I can be active. And now I'm getting around pretty well, so I'm going to be pretty doggone active. I'm waiting for my opportunity. You know, meanwhile, people my age are getting to be old fogies. You have a right to do that. You have a right to retire and, you know, kind of wait for death and have some fun along the way. Because once you get up to the age that I am, the death can take you any day. It can take you any day, and it's closer to taking you any day than it ever was. That's what happened to me. It's gotten closer to taking me any day. With that in mind, I'm going to go ahead and do what I want to do in that respect. And what I see around me is not very good. No, it's not very good. And it hasn't been very good. It wasn't very good in 1970 when I picked up the yoke and began to move along these lines. No, it wasn't good then. We had Richard Nixon. We all know what the fuck happened there. And then Ford came in. I almost became enamored of Ford. I had that right turn, you know. Almost became enamored of him. Wanted to believe that Nixon had good things for a minute here and there. He didn't, of course. The only thing he did was the environmental stuff. He created the EPA. That was a good thing. He dawdled getting us out of Vietnam, but he was just basically an old drunken crook, which my father told me he was years and years before. So, what you sow, you will reap. And he did. And then Ford came in, and he was kind of a stumble bum, and they made fun of him. And he really wasn't such a bad guy. He was the right guy for the time, and he didn't have the charisma to beat Carter. And Carter won, and Carter was actually an excellent president. He just, if he'd had a second term, he would have shown the majority of people. See, the people in America are so instant gratification oriented, these citizens, these voters of America, that unless this guy, you know, they want the great leader. A lot of them, that's why they like Trump, because a lot of these folks have been buffaloed into believing that this guy's a great leader. He's not a great leader. He's a fucking puss bag. Come on. Wake up. Get aware. Trump is a scumbag. He always was a scumbag. People don't look at his track record. They like what he said. Oh, he's going to... the forgotten people. He's going to take us forgotten people and move us out of the quagmire. No, he's not. No, he didn't. He was all about the money. Getting your support so he could get your money. What do you think he's doing now? He's getting your money. And people like him because he's running politicians into the ground. And, you know, everybody has, not everybody, but a lot of his supporters, almost all of his supporters, have that belief that government's bad and politicians are corrupt. Yet, what do they do? They vote against their best interests. They vote for corrupt politicians. And the most corrupt is Trump. Sorry, folks. This guy is not... You know what? An 18-year-old kid could slap the shit out of him. He'd been protected his whole life. If he'd grown up in the old neighborhood, like I've said many times before, he'd have got his ass kicked every day. Every day. Until he changed his tune. However, his old man, the Nazi, protected him. There you go. So back to this crap about Civil War and 20,000 shock troops and Nazis and people turning right when they need to go left. That's right. Most of the people like the progressive agenda. Polls show it over and over and over again, and I can do my own questionnaire and show you the same thing. We want the universal health care. We want to cut the defense budget. We want to expand Medicare all the way. We want more Social Security benefits. We want our infrastructure rebuilt. We want child care for working people so they can go to work and it's affordable so that their work only supports their child care. That's what's happened to a lot of women. Women need, you know, here's another thing. What happened to the ERA? I think it has enough states to be ratified. It needs to be ratified. I don't know why women, maybe it's a lost cause is what they're thinking. They don't need it. They're concentrating on other things. Like, you know, rights over their bodies. How about that? When old gray-haired men, and I'm not gray-haired, I'm bald. Old gray-haired men are telling them what they can do with their body. No. Sounds like the Taliban, doesn't it? Yeah, it sounds like the fucking Taliban. And we've seen what they're doing on the news. There's another thing. This whole criticism of Afghanistan. Finally, I got an article which showed what the real deal is, because in order to do what the Republicans are hinting, what they think should have been done, which Trump wasn't going to do, he was getting everybody the fuck out of there, and I think only the generals kept him from getting out of there back, you know, before he left office. You know, that was kind of a debacle on his part. He would have got elected if he... Well, maybe not, because maybe they knew it was going to be the disaster that it turned out to be, because they knew that the Afghan people and their army weren't strong enough to take on the Taliban. And let's face it, a lot of the tribal Afghans, and there's so many different ethnicities and tribes and everything else, were behind the Taliban. And the only way we could have prevented the situation was to put in about 40,000 troops. They said 30, but I say 40. And then we could have forestalled and been in the same situation that we were in the decade before now. You know, when they beefed up the troops there, I mean, really beefed them up way back when, whenever that was. It didn't work because it never works in Afghanistan. It doesn't work. You can't. The only ones that have done well have done it, you know, using the power base that's there. But now the only power base that was there that had any effectiveness or any real power were the Taliban. So now the Taliban are fighting ISIS. They're going to destroy ISIS. Well, good. Okay. And they've got a lot of dissension, and probably at some point there will be a civil war, and this is when ISIS will come back very strong. So then the Republicans come out with, well, you know, they're going to send terrorists here, and the terrorists are coming over the border. Oh, yeah, they're coming from Haiti. Yeah, the terrorists. And then George Bush is an okay guy now? George W. Bush is an okay guy? Fuck no, he's not an okay guy. He's a goddamn war criminal. What the fuck is wrong with the media? I'll tell you what's wrong with the media. Most of your cable media and your mainstream, you know, network, don't have to pay for it media, are funded by the scumbag big corporations that are enslaving most of the world. That's right. So I'm with Richard Wolff on this one, man. The old feudal relationships, the master-slave relationships, the feudal relationships of noble and serf have been replaced by employer-employee. And so the employees serve at the leisure of their bourgeois masters. That's correct. Oh, but that's Marxism. Well, you know, Marx was a pretty good critic of the economic society in which he was in at the time. Pretty good critic. He turned out to be, you know, correct on some things. That makes you a communist. Well, no, we're not communists. We're not even really socialists. We're just kind of like, let's tone down the capitalism a little bit. Like, quite a bit. You know, there's the guy up in, I think it was in Oregon. Or no, he was in Seattle. He was $1 million a year CEO, owned his own company. Gave everybody a salary of $80,000 a year. And now there's all the great things that have happened since he's done that. Of course there's disgruntled employees that think that it stopped their individual growth. And then you have this stupid anti-Tom bitch. What's her name? Owens? Candace Owens? What a fucking idiot. You know, that people like that get much media attention without getting really pushed back hard on is kind of a shame. It's kind of a tragedy. You know, now Russell Brand did a pretty good job of trying to fight with her, but he's not strong enough. He doesn't have the intellect. He doesn't have the debating chutzpah to put her in her fucking place. And the rest of them, you know, I get it. You know, there's black people, African-American people who are just as greedy as a lot of us white people. Yeah, and just as racist as we are. I know, I've experienced, I had a black girlfriend. And nobody's less than or greater than anybody else. And this whole individualism bullshit, how the rights of the individual supersede the rights of the public. Come on! Like this anti-vaxxer bullshit. Oh, you're limiting my freedom by requiring me to have a vaccine. Guess what? The employers have a right to impose that. People believing that they have the right to say whatever they want to say on social media. They have a right to their platform. Social media is privately owned, so they can censor anything and everything they want to. They attempt to be fair in some cases, you know, and they go over the line quite a bit, not defending them because they really think that they are a scourge on our society. Yeah, folks. Well, people are like, well, it's so bad right now. It's always been bad. Wake up, motherfuckers. There's more people. There's more money. There's more with this and that. So there's probably just as much bad on a comparative scale that there always was.
That's right.
Murder rate went up. Well, people had time to think about who they wanted to kill. I'll be back with more. Welcome. Welcome to the realm of darkness is the contrast to the light. And the two exist in our perception almost simultaneously, though not simultaneously, because our conscious awareness is one that switches and shifts. I welcome you. And whatever day and whatever time it is, let me tell you that this broadcast is coming from the depths of Thanatero Studios at the Casa de Mondo Zaskia. And it's sometime in October. First order of business. Definition of capitalism coming from dictionary.com. Capitalism is an economic and political system in which countries' trade and industry are controlled by private owners for profit rather than by the state. Central characteristics include capital accumulation, competitive markets, a price system, private property, and their recognition of property rights. The purest form of capitalism is free market or laissez-faire. Now, we know if we do any of our work, any of our research, that there is no free market. What we have nowadays is the economy in capitalism of the oligopoly. I mean, for instance, let us look at social media. There's a few little stragglers still left. However, there's, four main companies? You've got Twitter, you have Instagram, you have WhatsApp, you have Facebook. Those are the major ones. And they're driving their economic success, in other words, capital accumulation, via ad buys. And most of them don't really give a fuck about you and I. Only that they get the right ads to us and that we buy shit. I'm through kowtowing to that, even though I buy shit on the internet all the time. That's right, I buy shit all the time. Some of it has come from ads that I've seen on Instagram or Facebook. I'm sad to say. Some of it comes from me doing a search engine and searching for products. And I really work at avoiding Amazon if I can. I mean, Bezos is a scumbag. I mean, he's, you know, they tried to cover their ass. They're anti-union, which means what? They don't give a fuck about their employees. and really not too much of a fuck about their customers, which is pretty typical. The big outage the other day was pretty funny. I thought it was funny, and I'll tell you why. I frequently now spend hours away from Instagram and Facebook. I use Twitter to have fun because I love to troll the shitheads. You know, the Marjorie Taylor Greens and the Lauren Boberts and the Matt Gaetz and Ted, I'm such a coward with a shitty beard, Cruz. I love fucking with those people because they're scum. And that weirdo, almost fetal alcohol syndrome looking cretin that runs the GOP nationally. I'm not even going to repeat her name. She's a disgusting. So don't let this make you think that I'm a big Biden supporter and a big Democrat, a centrist, a middle of the road motherfucker. No, I'm not. And I almost regret joining the Democratic Party. I did it so I could vote for Bernie, but then I didn't vote in that primary. And unfortunately, I pretty much have to vote a straight Democratic ticket. I haven't seen a Republican running for office in the state of Arizona that I would wipe my ass with. In fact, those fucks are not even worthy of a flush. They just kind of need to be ignored, pushed to the side. So, yes, I am not a fan. I'm not a fan of the Democratic Party because of the corporate Democrats and the centrists. They don't really reflect what we want, what the majority of us want. Most of us want universal single-payer health care. Now, I'm just going to be redundant here because I mentioned this shit in the last podcast. Most of us want to say so in our public affairs. I heard something great. Richard Wolff said something about libertarianism today, and I have to agree. I was a member of the Libertarian Party back when it first started, back in the 70s. And, you know, the platform was very, very attractive to me. Why? Well, why was it attractive? Well, legalize all drugs, do away with borders, defund and almost get rid of the military, and ease up on government control and regulation. So the last one was what got me out of the party, because Professor Richard Wolff, professor of economics, various institutions, one of my favorite economists, he's probably my favorite. He and Michael Hudson are my two favorite economists. I like both of those gentlemen's take on things. Michael Hudson is very interesting. He says some stuff that actually gets me going. I was listening to a video, because I listen to videos on YouTube. I don't really watch them very often. I listen to them while I take my 2.5 mile walk every morning. And Wolf was saying that libertarians, whenever something is wrong, in the country or the society, they blame the government. Every time they blame the government, they blame the government, they blame the government. And so what's the problem in the government? The problem in the government is big business and lobbies and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, to name a few. The insurance industry, the fossil fuel industry. That's the problem in the government. The problem is that from the get-go, corporations and businesses and businessmen have infiltrated and commandeered the government for their own best interests. For the most part, ignoring the best interests of the people and what the people need. Because after all, wasn't the government by the people, for the people? Well, it's not gone that way. No, it hasn't. It hasn't gone that way, my friends. And I left the Libertarian Party over that, especially when a lot of these right-wing whack jobs, these paramilitary sons of bitches, started coming into the party. And old scumbag conservatives like Sam Steiger, who I actually had a little bit of respect and admiration for. He was a congressman, a Republican congressman here in the state of Arizona. And then he moved on to other things. He had a radio show, blah, blah, blah. At any rate, he started pushing the libertarian agenda heavily. That was where the party lost me. I didn't want to be associated with crazy right wing. They're actually neo-fascists. They're, you know, fascism is where the state and the business have married each other and control a country through the government via that marriage. Does it kind of sound like that, what's going on right now? Been going on for a while? Yeah. And now, the bastion of all of that has become the Republican Party. It's the Republican Party. It's certainly not the party of Lincoln anymore, is it? Isn't it funny how Lincoln must have read Marx and sort of embraced Marx? I love pointing that out to Republicans. In actuality, there's very few true Republicans left. There's certainly not any Lincoln Republicans left. Certainly not any progressive, quote-unquote, progressive Republicans left. They're pretty much gone. They've kind of moved into the Democratic Party and polluted it with their centrism. And this whole media bullshit about bipartisanship and, you know, and this is where I really, really have to put the cut on the middle-of-the-road Democrats, including Biden. Now, Biden has embraced progressive values quite a bit, and so I do like that. And yes, I voted for Biden because what was I going to do? Vote for Trump or that piece of shit in the Libertarians? What was her name? Jo Jorgensen? Yeah, corporate fucking shill. No, I wouldn't vote for her. Definitely would never vote for Trump. God, what a disgusting icon of what's become of the country. We need to save our country. Shit. And it's really kind of weird how people embraced him because he like has this pseudo tough guy image. And he's not a tough guy. I mean, what did he do when he encouraged the insurrection? What did he do? Then the insurrection was an act of treason. I don't give a fuck. I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't like most of the fuckers in Congress. Don't get me wrong. However, I don't think they need to be, like, killed. I don't think they need to be invaded. I think they need to be voted out. Because even though violence seems like a very appealing alternative, especially with those fuckers on the right, does nothing but beget more violence. That's what it does. That's why we don't do it. That's why Martin Luther King and his predecessors, the old sexual fuck-up Gandhi, that's why I don't talk about Gandhi because Gandhi was a sexually fucked up guy. Yeah, he was not very women friendly. So that's why we have to like pass on these all these guys. Okay, the senator, the middle of the road guys, pass on these guys. They cave into the business interests that actually, for the most part, in a subtle way, run the country. Now, if you go and you ask these people that get donations, these politicians, I don't give a fuck what party they're in, about donations and whether the donors influence them. Oh, they'll pretty much all tell you, oh, no, they don't. They don't influence us. No, no, we do what our constituents want. Well, if your constituent is a donor who gave you five, six, maybe even seven figures, that's who you're representing. And their voting records show it. And yes, what we need is we need a complete universality in our country of voting rights. We need that bill. Yeah, we need it. And this gerrymandering and the redistricting, according to the census, which was kind of fucked up, that's not representative. And, you know, if the Republicans take over again, we're in bad shape. We're not in good shape now because we're in a capitalist economy that only favors 10% really, because the other 80% doesn't have the money or the capital to invest in that economic milieu. We really don't. I'm like in the 20%. Yeah, that's the door knocking, right? If we don't do something, if we don't hit the streets, if we don't pressure, if we don't get the ability to vote in an equitable, representative way, we're going down the road to doom. I was at one of my health providers last week. I was attempting to talk to him about climate change. Now, this guy intimated to me that he would have been a Reagan supporter. And I was like, wait a minute. Reagan? Reagan is the worst fucking political criminal. God, he was horrible. This guy was horrible. He was a front man for a bunch of crooks. I mean, look at the number of people who were indicted, convicted during his administration. It's overwhelming. Look at Iran-Contra. Overwhelming. They talk about, you know, oh yeah, it was great. He got the hostages out of Iran. No, he didn't get the hostages out of Iran. Carter did. And then you want to see a real debacle? Look what happened in Beirut when the over 200 Marines were killed in a bombing. Okay, Reagan. Oh, and finally, maybe worst of all, at least in economics, is trickle down. The only thing was trickling was bullshit out of the corners of his mouth. So, yeah, I'm anti-Reagan. I've often said the worst thing about Reagan is that Hinckley was a bad shot. And although I didn't really want him assassinated, I didn't want any of those guys, Brady, I don't want those guys shot. Nah. They just needed to be not in office. And people got buffaloed. This was beginning in this modern era of the big buffalo job. These politicians were doing their very best to buffalo us, like Reagan. You know, he enjoined a lot of the blue-collar people. Yeah, and the wages didn't go up under him. The economy did get a little bit better in some sectors. However, it started the downhill slide to a greater economic inequality and destruction of the middle class. triumphant, eh? That's why economically and socially we're in the mess we're in. And my friend who would have been a Reagan guy, he's just misinformed. He doesn't read the news. He doesn't listen to the news. Now, you have to listen to the media, I think. You have to listen to the media so you can discern. Let's face it, cable news media is a bunch of opinionated bullshit. So if you cut all the BS and all the opinionating that goes on out of it, you wouldn't have maybe but one a half a network. Right. There are some good outlets. There's the Young Turks, which I agree with about 60%. There's Democracy at Work with Richard Wolf. There's Democracy Now. There's Free Speech TV that has quite a few good folks on it. You know, there's some good stuff out there. And if you want to get more of a less bias, you go with Reuters. Reuters is a great news source. If you just want to say, there was a fire in location A today, this happened and that happened, no opinion. Reuters is great for that. So is BBC, is pretty good too. And then Glenn Greenwald. Now, the other leftist media folks, these guys are leftists. Okay. By the way, if you have a chance to watch some of the debate or the discussion that Anna Kasparian had with Ben Shapiro, you should. Because do you know who Ben Shapiro is? Ben Shapiro has the biggest following of any political opinionator. I call these guys opinionators, pundits, whatever they are. He has the biggest following on the entire internet, on Facebook. He's the big guy. Fuck Ben Shapiro. Fuck that motherfucker. He does nothing but spew quasi-libertarian talking points. And Anna kind of put him to bed. She got our agenda out there. How fucking cool is that? I tell you, I really like Anna Kasparian. I am rhetorically, politically in love with her. Oh my God. She is fabulous. She even puts Cenk to bed. Cenk likes Democrats too much, even though he's pretty critical. So, I'm not really a fan, of him, but I am a fan of the Young Turks. They have some pretty good people on. They recently got Nina Turner, which I thought was pretty cool. At any rate, we have to pay attention to the news. We have to read. We have to get caught up on current events. Otherwise, you live in this bubble. And I see a lot of people doing this. They're in a bubble. They don't want to be bothered. They want to put this whole thing on automatic pilot. And the crux of the conversation, he said, oh, no, I don't think you have anything to worry about in your lifetime about climate change. God, you are so wrong, sir. You are so fucking wrong. And how can you call yourself an honorable veteran when you served, I put quotes around that, for the benefit of the military-industrial complex when the wars that you were in were undeclared wars that had no victory, no positive outcome. The only thing they did was enrich the military-industrial complex contractors. So you support Reagan, my friend? Oh, well. Oh, well, you support Reagan. Reagan was a no-good son of a bitch. I mean, just look at the last couple of years he was president when Nancy was actually running the show, and she's fucking consulting a fucking astrologer. Now, look, I'm an occultist. I'm going to talk about that next. Astrologers are probably the least credible Now, our whole thing is not very credible in the eyes of rational thinking. Not by any means credible. By, you know, by consensus standards of what that entails. However, they're probably the worst. They probably have the least credibility because it's total bullshit. Now, sometimes in our occult practice, which I prefer to call magic with a K, well, actually without a K most of the time, because it's all the same to me, we're not talking about sleight of hand here. We're not talking about pulling a rabbit out of your hat. We're not talking about sawing a woman in half. We're not talking about Houdini feats, even though those are very cool, but they did cause his death. What I'm referring to here is causing change in accordance with will, where the end has to do with the results. Now, I have friends who love invocation. They just love to be in love with some kind of deities or deity or whatever. And some of them have this underlying belief that there's this universal force underlying it all. Now, my thinking is in a few different realms. First of all, my first realm of thinking is the rational physical approach, the materialist approach. Right. I add to that, and I have associates that will vehemently disagree with me because they just love this mystical divine aspect of things, which I don't deny them that. They can believe whatever the fuck they want. It doesn't affect me. They like to argue with me about my point of view, which I am kind of intimidating the way I present things, I guess. But, you know, I'm not here to put icing on your bullshit cake. I don't do that. There are realms of magic, and I'm going to do a whole series on the realms of magic taken from my old lectures. I taught classes in chaos magic for about 10 years, off and on, mostly on. And we had some kind of stock presentations. And we were hoping that we could build a better organization. On our level of organization on a local basis was called a temple. We had several over the years. And we were hoping that we could do that. We didn't attract very many people that became members. Which is okay, because you don't want people who are not going to be a dedicated member. Now, I don't mean in a cult sense. I mean in an occult sense. I don't mean in kowtowing or bowing to and marching to the tune of someone or some group of someone's. I mean a dedication to one's will, to a vow of silence, and to doing what they call the great work. I never liked the great work term. I'm just too much of a, in those terms, there's high magic, there's low magic. I'm pretty much a sorcery kind of low magic kind of guy. Done a lot of high magic. Really liked it. It gives you a good buzz. And what I see people drift off into that as their main, as their, you know, as their paradigm, as their only paradigm. I'm like, oh, well, there's so much more to this than that. If you like that, that's fine. Go ahead. I've initiated probably over 100 people into the Golden Dawn, into the lower order, and a few into the upper, which is called the Order of the Rose Cross. I've done quite a bit of that. And, you know, I don't remember a lot of that stuff. I always kind of like doing it the way it was suggested. Just read it out of the book and read it out loud. That seemed to work better than getting into this whole immersion into it and living the paradigm on an item-by-item basis and the religiosities that can be involved. And so we have the aspect of me living in a rational realm and me also living in an occult magical realm. Oh, this is great. I got to turn this up. The repeats in there are really good. And what I've attempted to do and had success at over the years, over about a 30-year period, has to do with switching from what I call mundane reality, which is the rational materialist realm, to the magical realm. Now, in the magical realm, nothing is true, everything is permitted. Comes from, that's attributed to Hassan Sabah, who was a Shiite, who was a part of the Ismaili sect of Islam, which I don't like. Not a fan of Islam, not a fan of Judaism, not a fan of Christianity, not a fan of those three Abrahamic religions at all. So, not that I won't use in the magical realm anything that I glean, any techniques or beliefs that I glean from them that will help me gain result. Everything is permitted. Everything in that realm. So, I can believe that Jesus Christ was the Lord and Savior for long enough to take to get a ritual out the door, or into the subconscious, as you will. Because the whole idea is that we perform rituals, we do enchantments and spells and divinations and incantations and invocations and evocations to cause change in accord with our will. That's what we do. Now, there's a lot of other branches that have come off of this chaos magic metaparadigm phenomenon. A lot of people have disdained it because they feel that certain purveyors of it, like the big one that everybody likes to hammer on is Peter J. Carroll, who wrote the early books. And there's a few detractors from that. I don't remember all their names. The only one I really like besides that is Ramsey Dukes. I really like him. Well, I love Dave Lee. Dave Lee is fucking great. And I used to like Phil Hine a lot. Phil got a little bit disgruntled with the organization, I guess. Whatever. I don't really care about that. What I care about is the work that they produced that inspired me and others to do other important workings that created excellent results. And sometimes the main results that we get come from side effects or things we didn't anticipate. Sometimes we get a whole other paradigms out of those to follow. And I don't say paradigm, I say paradigm. I like the British pronunciation of it, so I say paradigm. Just like I say Nevada. I don't say Nevada. It's not Nevada. I had this one guy I listen to all the time, Myth Vision Podcast. I really like what he does. That's some fucking great shit. I mean, he's overblown that whole thing, way overblown it. But he's a Patreon guy, and he likes to say Patreon, you know, Patreon. Patron is what he says. So you can say Patreon, you can say Patreon. But Patron, you know what that tells me? He wants to get paid. Yeah, it's what he really wants is to get paid. He's monetized the whole thing. I won't contribute to him. Well, of course, I don't donate to hardly anything. I have limited resources, one. Two, I'm not a guy who believes in donations. I believe in free form. But, you know, you can donate to whomever, whenever, whatever you want. At any rate, what we find is in the meta-paradigmal system, you can believe in anything you want to. to get something done. That's what it's all about. And that includes Christianity. That includes Satanism. That includes being an atheist. That includes taking personalities from entertainment industry, utilizing them almost as a god form, like Mr. Spock or Harpo Marx. Utilizing them, actually almost deifying them. Which was going to bring us into our next topic that I'll discuss in the next segment. I'll disgust you with it. That's right. While discussing it, I'll disgust you. It's invocation, which deals with calling up gods and god forms to glean various things from them. In other words, have them protect you. In other words, have, you know, take their characteristics and model them. I'm a big fan of the Milton Erickson concept of modeling. I think modeling is very important. I think we model. And this is the problem in politics, is that this is why people like Trump. Trump came out and said, hey, I love the workers. The workers are everything. When he has a 40-year career of fucking the working class people over. Of course, nobody wanted to look at that. They just were feeding on the bullshit that he was spewing, the poison that came out of his gigantic pus bag. And the problem isn't him. The problem is the people who think he has value, that he really cares about them, our country. So that's my last of the political part. The next segment's going to be entirely about invocation. Just to reiterate the whole view on magic, I don't care if you do magic or if you don't. It's none of my business. That's your business. I do care the way I perform magic and those I associate, what we can offer each other. That's my take on all of that. I'll be back later.